A Holmes County woman has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to charges including aggravated murder. 40-year-old Ruth Miller was arraigned Monday in Tuscarawas County Common Pleas Court. She was indicted by the grand jury last week in connection with the August 23rd drowning of her 4-year-old son at Atwood Lake. Miller reportedly drove a golf cart into the lake with 4 of her children as passengers. The boy was pulled from the lake that night near a dock at the Marina West. A 15-year-old daughter and twin 18-year-old sons got out of the water on their own. Sheriff Orvis Campbell said the incident was the result of a religious delusion. Miller is being held without bond until a bond hearing at a later date. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for next Tuesday for a Worcester man accused of sexually assaulting a daughter. 56-year-old Randall Brown pleaded not guilty at arraignment Friday in Stark County Common Pleas Court on charges of rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition. Brown was secretly indicted by the Stark County Grand Jury in January and arrested last Wednesday. Investigators say the abuse took place in June 2024. The resentencing of a Youngstown woman sentenced to 8 years in prison has been delayed. 39-year-old Ashley Crowley pleaded guilty in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court in February to charges including escape, theft, felonious assault, and vehicular assault. Crowley escaped from the Eastern Ohio Correctional Center in Lisbon in August 2023. She escaped in a vehicle stolen from a nearby pizza shop. The 7th District Court of Appeals later ruled Judge Scott Washam miscalculated the maximum sentence. A new date will be set for resentencing after Friday's conference was postponed due to problems with the video feed from the women's prison in Marysville. State funding will help replace a bridge in Sebring. The pedestrian bridge will link Willow Grove Park to the Greenway Trail. It will replace a swinging bridge that was destroyed in a flood in 2004. ODOT has awarded the village $465,000, which will cover about half the cost. The money will be added to $98,000 from the state operating budget and $17,000 from private donors. Construction could begin in 2027. The new bridge will be built north of the former structure and will accommodate pedestrians and bicyclists. Ursuline High School in Youngstown has named Michael Frasco interim head football coach. The announcement follows a civil rights lawsuit filed against the school in federal court. Frasco, a longtime assistant coach, will lead the team for the rest of the season. Head coach Dan Reardon has agreed to an indefinite suspension. Assistant coaches Tim McGlynn and Christian Sirianotis have been placed on administrative leave. No decisions have been made about the renewal of the contracts of the 3 coaches or their future employment. Their status is pending the outcomes of the ongoing investigations and litigation. The lawsuit, filed on behalf of a student, alleges hazing and sexual assault during a team trip in June. The coaches and school administrators are accused of being aware of the incidents and not taking action. Youngstown police are investigating after a 13-year-old boy was wounded in a shooting Sunday night. Around 6:50, officers were called to the 1500 block of Rosewood Lane on the city's south side. Police say the teen was handling a gun when it went off. He was taken to a local hospital where he is in stable condition. Sentencing is scheduled October 1st for a man who admitted to his role in a Youngstown shooting. 29-year-old Alan Torres of Youngstown pleaded no contest last week in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to charges of felonious assault, having weapons under disability, and illegal possession of a firearm in a liquor permit premises. A man was wounded at a bar on Hubbard Road on New Year's Day 2024. No motive was given. Prosecutors are recommending 17 to 21 years in prison. It would be served concurrent with a 46-month sentence Torres received earlier this year in federal court on a gun charge. A Youngstown man is sentenced for his 6th weapons offense. 39-year-old Darnell Jones will spend 5 years behind bars. He has 5 previous convictions for gun charges in state court, as well as a 2012 drug conviction in federal court that bar him from having a weapon. Jones served over 4 years in prison on the federal conviction. He pleaded guilty in May after being found intoxicated and passed out in a car on Roxbury Avenue. A handgun was found in the vehicle. A preliminary hearing is scheduled September 30th for a former employee of a company that provides home services to patients with intellectual and developmental disabilities. 24-year-old Michaela Reynolds was arrested Tuesday on a warrant for felony assault and released on bond. An employee in training told a supervisor in June they witnessed Reynolds slap a patient who had spit out their medicine. The transfer became final a week ago for the Youngstown property where a Chilcan plant was to be built. The city of Youngstown bid $1.3 million for the multiple parcels and 3 outbuildings. Ground was broken for the plant in 2016, but it was never completed. It isn't known what the city intends to do with the land. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge John Durkin approved the sale and granted the city a judgment for over $231,000 against developer M.J. Joseph. The city received a $1.5 million judgment in a lawsuit against the developer. The property had an appraised value of $2.6 million. A Warren man faces 4 counts of rape and endangering children. 37-year-old Justin Mayfield also is charged with pandering obscenity and bestiality. He was arrested Friday. Mayfield's 28-year-old wife, Shauna, was picked up August 13th. Police also say they found a marijuana grow area in the home larger than permitted by state law. They also reportedly found several large bags of marijuana around the house. Justin Mayfield was arraigned Monday in municipal court. He's being held on $1 million bond. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.